else has a testimony or a praise, if you bow your head for just a moment, would you be willing in your heart to say to the Lord right now, Lord, would you please speak to my heart tonight through the message and draw me closer to you? Would you say that to the Lord? Secondly, would you say, Lord, help the preacher to preach a message exactly as you'd have him to tonight, filled with your Spirit? And lastly, would you say to the Lord, Lord, we want everything to bring praise and honor and glory to you. And all of God's people said,
amen.
Amen. Now, you may not be able to see this, but I'll tell you what it is, okay? It is a piece of beef jerky. Now, I know men have a special place in their heart for deer jerky, beef jerky, and some ladies like. How many of you like beef jerky? Okay. How many hate beef jerky? Okay. Well, I don't know too many hates, but I got a piece of beef jerky here. I'm going to eat it, okay, because it's going to illustrate a point, all right? Plus, I'm kind of hungry. I kind of missed dinner in there somewhere. But, y'all don't have anywhere to be tonight anyway, do you? One thing about beef jerky, you can't eat it too fast unless you want to get choked. There's a little bit of body to it, wouldn't you say? You have to chew it and chew it a little bit more and chew it a little bit more. This is actually pretty tender compared to some that I've gotten. I mean, it's like, man, is this ever going to go away? But there's similarities between eating beef jerky and reading God's Word. Do you realize that you and I are supposed to meditate on the Word of God? Meditate on the Word of God. And I was going to start with a statement to say, you and I are supposed to be into meditation. And when you hear that, it's like, whoa, what the preacher done went off the deep end, meditation. Now, not as the world talks about meditation. You know, they talk about, sometimes they get in weird body positions and they go, and all kind of weird stuff. And they're thinking about, it's more self-centered, like I picture what you want to have happen and it will happen and meditate on, your wellness and your being and your intelligence and all. I'm talking about meditating on something bigger than us. We are to meditate on the Word of God. It may take a while. It's not something that happens quick. I'm afraid that so many times we read God's Word, which is good. You say, I don't meditate, I just read it. Well, that's fine. If that's where you're at, fine. You keep on doing that. That's a good thing. But it even becomes a lot sweeter and a whole lot tastier when you meditate or chew it over a bit, mull it over, if you will, the Word of God. So, tonight, what we're looking at, title tonight is Meditate on the Word of God. We're going to be looking at some verses in Psalm 119. So if you have a Bible, we're going to be looking at a few verses. We're not going to, it's a long chapter. Actually, it's 176 verses in Psalm 119. So if we'd read that, we'd be here a while. I know reading through the book of Psalms, when you get to Psalm 119, it's like, man, it's one chapter, but it sure takes a lot of time. 176 verses. Actually, this is the longest chapter in the Bible. You probably have heard more than once that there are 22 sections of Psalm 119, and they represent the 22 Hebrew letters. And all of the verses in that respective section begin with the same Hebrew letter. Of course, we can't see that in English, But the theme of the whole chapter is essentially the Word of God. The Word of God. So really, if you want to get an idea of how valuable and how special the Bible is, read through Psalm 119 several times and you'll get the idea that it's very, very special. Now, various words are used in this. Don't let this throw you, but various words are used to describe or to name the Word of God. It's called the Word. It's called law. It's called testimonies. It's called statutes. It's called commandments. It's called judgments. It's called precepts. And there's probably other words used to name the Word of God. But as you go from one of these 22 sections to the next, to the next, to the next, as you get through all 176 verses, you get the impression that the psalmist feels very highly about the Word of God, and that's an understatement. But tonight in particular, we're going to talk about meditating on the Word of God. And again, I don't want you to, by that word, see, it's another one of the terms, it's a biblical term, but the world's taken it and made it something weird. Meditate, as we're going to look at here in just a moment, any ideas on what you think meditate means? Any synonyms you can think of to that word? Meditate. Think on. That's a good one. To study. Ponder. That's one of my favorite words, ponder. A couple times this week, I was sitting at the kitchen table, and obviously, you know, I had all my stuff laid out there, my Bible, and working on my computer or something or another. And Amy was sitting there too, and I just got quiet for a little bit. And Amy says, "Everything okay?" I said, "Yeah, I'm just thinking." And then about a little bit later, maybe 30 minutes or maybe an hour later, she said, "Everything okay?" I said, "Yeah, I'm just thinking." That's what meditate means. No, I'm sure I was thinking the whole time. No, I mean, I really think we don't take time to think a whole lot anymore. We're busy people, right? And some people, it drives me crazy. I mean, they have to have, sometimes you go in their homes and they got the Weather Channel on. And it's on all the time. How many times do you need to hear the local forecast? You know, and then some people, I might be stepping on some toes. I don't know, preacher, I listen to the Weather Channel all the time. So what do you, now I'm not saying there's anything against watching the Weather Channel, but we have so much noise around us. Some people have to have music playing or talk radio on or a TV news show on all the time. Can I tell you, that's not real conducive to pondering or meditating on the Word of God. Sometimes we just need to think about it. You know, mull it over. Chew on it a little bit. Say, what does that mean? Meditate on the Word of God. First of all, what does it mean to meditate? You answered, to ponder, to think about, to chew on it, to mull it over. Again, like a flavorful piece of beef jerky. Just chew on it a little bit. Now, again, there is a time, I believe, just to read the Word of God. You know, sometimes we get into reading plan, the yearly plan. That's a good thing. Sometimes we might say, oh, I'm going to read it in 6 months or whatever, 3 months or whatever the case might be. That's a good thing. But I'm talking about there ought to be a time also, as we look at God's Word, that we just stop, meditate on it, and say, what is that saying? Now, what is it saying? What does it mean? How can I apply it? How can I use it to encourage me or to strengthen me, or sometimes to challenge me in my walk with God? If you're missing that part, you're missing a very valuable part of spending time in the Word of God. So what does it mean to meditate? To ponder, think about, chew on it, mull it over? Meditate occurs, that word in the King James occurs 14 times in the Bible. So what does it mean? That's point number one. Number two, what should you and I meditate on? Well, we're going to look at these verses, okay? What should you and I meditate on? Now, if you think about it, a lot of people meditate on a lot of different things, don't they? Now, we know some of the folks with their whacked out meditation, you know, think about all kind of weird stuff. But, you know, sometimes we, even as Christians, we can get stuck on something too. We can get stuck on politics, can't we? Now, I think there's nothing wrong with being involved in politics. I, Actually, I think more Christians ought to get involved in politics. Anybody here want to run for office? That'd be a good thing. We need some more Christians in politics. And there's nothing wrong with following politics and saying, well, okay, well, this one won the primary and this one lost the primary and this one stands for that. Now, I mean, we should be salt and light, so we should know who we're supporting, who we're favoring, who we're praying for. We ought to be praying that those that best represent God and His Word are elected into the positions that we have. Sometimes I found that's the best way to say it, because sometimes they're not Christians, sometimes they're not very godly, but those that best represent God and His Word. So there's nothing wrong with being informed or being in politics and all that, but sometimes people sit around and ponder about it, you know, and talk about it. Just keep, nothing wrong with that, but wouldn't it be better to meditate on something positive and good like the Word of God? I think so. Some people want to sit around and ponder the weather. You know, someone gave me a little bit of encouragement when I was kind of like, man, I just hate to call off church and, you know, I just want to let you know, or, you know, but I hate to do it. And they're like, well, can you control the weather? I was like, that's a good point. It's not really my doing. But, you know, people sit around, ponder the weather, talk about the weather and all that. But I sometimes wonder, don't you think your typical weatherman could be done in about 2 minutes? All I really want to know is, what is the weather going to be? I don't care if there's a cold front, warm front. I don't care what the winds are doing. You know, just tell me what the weather. You know, you turn on the little Channel 5, Channel 12, and they'll hem-haw around for 10 minutes. I'm like, okay, how much snow are we going to get? And at the very end, they'll say, oh, and you can expect an accumulation of something. So we can ponder on the weather. We can ponder on politics. We can worry and ponder about finances. Right? And again, there's nothing wrong with that in its proper place. But I think there's something better to ponder on, meditate on. We can ponder on the future, meditate on the future. You know, some people just plumb out worry about the future, like, oh, what are we going to do? Well, and most of those things that you worry about never happen anyway, so quit worrying about it. But we can meditate on the future. We meditate on politics, weather, finances, on and on and on. But what should you and I meditate on? Well, if you got your Bible open to Psalm 119, look at verse 15. It says, as soon as I get to the right chapter, it's right here. Okay. First of all, verse 15, it says, I will meditate, the psalmist writes, in thy precepts. Remember, that's another word that names the Word of God. So I will meditate, if you will, on the Word of God, on thy precepts. In thy precepts, and have respect unto thy ways. If you jump over to verse 23, princes also did sit and speak against me, the psalmist writes, but thy servant, speaking of himself, did, there it is, meditate in thy statutes. That's another word for the Word of God. I'm going to meditate in the Word of God. Verse 48, it says, my hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, another name for the Word of God, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes. I'll meditate in the Word of God. Turn over to verse 78. It says, let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause. But I will meditate in thy precepts. I'll meditate in the Word of God. That's pretty cool, don't you think? 148, verse 148. You say, preacher, I hate it when you don't preach for a while. You get all riled up there when you haven't preached for a while. Verse 148, it says, mine eyes prevent the night watches. In other words, he's not sleeping, that I might meditate in thy word. You see, what does it mean to meditate? It means to ponder, to think about, chew on it, mull it over. Second, what should you and I meditate on? Now, if you know Jesus as your Savior, can I tell you what we're supposed to be meditating on is the Word of God, the Bible. You know, of course, there's other good things spiritually to meditate on. We can meditate on the goodness of God and how much He's done for us and the God that He is and how How much love he has shown to us? Absolutely. But we should meditate also on the Word of God. What does it mean to meditate? Second, what should you and I meditate on? Number three, when should I meditate on the Word of God? When should I meditate on the Word of God? Now, some of you are scared to death. I'm going to say, well, 5:30 a.m., that's it. That's the only time you can meditate on the Word of God. But is that true? You know, actually, you and I should meditate on the Word of God all the time. All the time. It should go with us. I mean, it should be part of us. Remember in this same psalm, it talks about, Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. Hiding the Word of God in your heart so that when you're out and about and you're sitting in the doctor's office, you're driving down the road, you're doing a pile of dishes, you're cooking, whatever you're doing, shoveling snow or whatever, you can ponder and meditate on the Word of God and God's goodness and what He's told us. You know, this is the most amazing book that's ever, ever, ever been written. Remember last time we met, you know, this makes sense to me because it's Bible study and prayer meeting, right? We met a while back and talked about the value of prayer, an invitation to prayer out of Hebrews chapter 4. Remember that? Let us come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and grace to help in time of need. Remember that? An invitation to pray. That's the prayer meeting part. But we're also here for Bible study, right? So the Bible study, now we're emphasizing meditating on the Word of God. So when should we? Anytime, all the time. But specifically, you know what it says in these verses? Look at verse 23 again. We'll be flipping back to those same verses. You know, we should meditate on the Word of God when people talk bad about us. Look at what it says in verse 23. Princes also did sit and speak against me. Wow. Has anyone ever said anything bad about you? All the time. You know where we can get encouragement whenever people say something bad about us? The Word of God. Meditate on the Word of God. You say, well, people might not like me. People may not like what I stand for. People may not like the way I talk. People may not like the way I look. Whatever. But I'm going to meditate in the Word of God when people talk bad about me. The psalmist says, when these princes sit, that sounds like people of authority, and speak against me, I'm going to meditate on the statutes or the Word of God. And notice verse 24, it says, Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. You know, the Word of God, we wouldn't need as many counselors, real counselors in life, if we spent more time meditating on the Word of God. I'm not against Christian counselors. I'm not against folks that do that, and I'm not against folks that get help from that, absolutely. But I'm just saying that a lot of people, if they spend more time in the Word of God, the testimonies of God, the Word of God, delight themselves in it, and seek out as they meditate on the Word of God, counsel from the Word of God, they wouldn't need to pay somebody big bucks to counsel them. You know what I mean? Because it's right there in the Word of God. So when should I meditate on the Word of God? Y'all sure y'all are okay? Y'all look kind of mean at me for something. Smile. Y'all forget how to act in church? Smile. When people talk bad about you, go to the Word of God. Meditate on the Word of God. It's a psalmist delight. Yeah, that's a good word. I still remember Hot Fuzz Sunday Delights. Y'all remember those? Pretty good stuff. Was that Shoney's that used to have those Hot Fudge Sunday Delights? Making myself hungry when there was Shoney's. The psalmist says, that's my delight, that's my counselor. A second specific time that's mentioned in this psalm, when we're supposed to meditate on the Word of God, when people treat you bad. I'm sure no one's ever treated you bad, right? look at Psalm 119, verse 78. Look at that verse. It says, Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely or evilly or in a bad way with me without a cause. They did it. They didn't have any reason to do it, but they treated me bad in verse 78. They treated me bad. So what? How am I going to respond to that? I'm going to punch them out, right? Are you scared? You know, rather than punching them out, the psalmist says, they treated me bad, but I'm going to spend time chewing on, pondering on the Word of God. I'll meditate in thy precepts. Notice what it says in verse 77, the verse preceding that. It uses that same word again. Let thy tender mercies come unto me that I may live, for thy law, remember, that's the Word of God, is my delight. You know, really, really, we shouldn't look at it like, oh man, the preacher wants me to read the Bible. Now he's telling me I'm supposed to chew on it. Wow, preacher, we all got our limits. It ought not be that way. It ought to be, you know what? This Bible is my delight. You know, we ought to delight when we got opportunity. I bet you most of us have more than one copy of the Bible in our home. Remember, I got the super giant print Bible. I mean, this thing here, I could convince people to get saved, but it's by threatening to hit them with my Bible. It's so big. Super giant print. But you know, we got lots of Bibles, but we don't have time to read them. And preacher, now you're saying we need to think about it and ponder about it? Now, reading is great. Read it, read it, read it. If you want a reading plan, read it, absolutely. But every once in a while, at least, I'd recommend every time you get in the Word of God, say, what's that mean? Huh? How can I apply that to me? Huh? God, how do you want me to live that verse? How do you want me to get encouragement from that verse? Or in other words, meditate. This should be our delight. I mean, we ought to look forward to reading God's love letter to us. It's written for us. Do you know how many hours we're putting into writing the first original manuscripts of the Bible? As God, through the Holy Spirit, talked to men of God and said, write this. Yes, sir. I'll write this. Yes, sir. I'll write this. Yes, sir. How many hours? And then to preserve the Word of God, God used people that wrote copies of the Bible and were very particular about it. Do you know how much time and effort has been put in God preserving the Word of God that we have? And we look at it as a drudgery? We ought to say, wow, the God of the universe wrote me a book, wrote me a Bible. We ought to delight in it. We ought to meditate in it. So when specifically? When people talk bad about you, when people treat you bad, and that's happened to all of us. And thirdly, specifically, when you are troubled, even through the night, you ought to meditate on the Word of God. Psalm 119, look at verse 145. It says in Psalm 145, it says, I cried, the psalmist writes, I cried with my whole heart. Hear me, O Lord, I will keep thy statutes. I cried unto thee, save me, and I shall keep thy testimonies. I prevented the dawning of the morning. You say, well, he can't prevent. What do you think he's saying? I think he's saying, I couldn't sleep. And it seemed like it went on forever, that the dawn would never come. I cried. I hoped in thy word. Mine eyes prevented the night watches. In other words, I believe what he's saying is, I wasn't sleeping. Normally through the night watches, I'm sleeping, but I wasn't because I am so troubled. But notice, that I might meditate in thy word. Three times it mentions he cried. Verse 147, it mentions, I hoped in thy word. Do you know, a time that we should specifically meditate on the Word of God is when we got trouble. Trouble. Can you think of any better place to go than to the Word of God and to the God of the universe in prayer and say, I'm in trouble? Man, sometimes it's trouble of our own making. And say, Lord, I made a mess of it. I need help. Sometimes people bring it up on us, and part of it is just being in this world. This world's got a lot of problems. But you know what we should do? What should be our response? Complain. That's it, preacher. Complain. This is whenever I get, can you believe this is happening? Can you believe it snowed again? Can you believe? You know, I mean, we're so hard to please. We complain about a lot of things. Lord, it's too hot. A few months later, it's too cold. A lot of things happen. But when we're troubled, and rather than complaining, rather than fussing, rather than All of those things, get in the Word of God and meditate on the Word of God. That's what the psalmist says. I couldn't sleep. I was so troubled. You ever had those nights where things are so bad and so rotten and so troubling that you can't sleep? Get in the Word of God. Meditate on the Word of God and read and say, God, I need you to speak to me. I need you to encourage me. I need you to rescue me. That's what the psalmist did. When should I meditate on the Word of God? Well, of course, the answer is anytime, all the time, but specifically in this psalm, when people talk bad about you, and they will. When people treat you bad, and they will. When you're troubled, even through the night, meditate on the Word of God. Tonight, we're talking about meditating on the Word of God. What does it mean to meditate? To ponder, to think about, to chew on it, to mull it over. When should you and I meditate on the Word of God? Or what should we meditate on? That is the Word of God. Not politics or the weather or the finances or the future. Those are okay in their place, but let's meditate on what's important, the Word of God. When should I meditate? All the time. But when people talk bad about me, when they treat me bad, and when I'm troubled. Last point. When I meditate on God's Word, what does it show? When I meditate on the Word of God, what does it show? Do you realize that God is an ever constant companion? Do you realize He knows exactly how much time we're spending in the Word of God? Do you realize that He knows exactly whether I'm meditating on Scripture or whether I'm just, well, I got to check a little box, or whether I'm spending time meditating? When I meditate on God's Word, there's at least a couple things that it shows. First of all, in verse 15, in this same chapter, back to that verse 15, notice what it says. It says, I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. It's interesting there that right after that, I will delight. There's that word again. It actually occurs, delight occurs seven times in this psalm. But I'll delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. But what does it show? Well, it shows, according to verse 15, that I have respect for God and His ways in the Word of God. You know, we're taught as kids, now respect your elders, right? Respect other people's property, right? Just respect people in general, right? Can I say, as your pastor, we need to respect the Word of God. I mean, don't put it in an obscure place in your home and say, oh, yeah, I got a Bible. I'm a Christian. And never spend any time meditating, reading, or anything the Word of God. You see, when I meditate on the Word of God, I'm showing that I respect God's Word, that I honor God's Word, that I trust God's Word. If we really trust it, we really believed it as much as we should, I believe we'd meditate on it more, don't you? Say amen or oh me, one or the other. When I meditate on God's Word, what does it show? It shows that I respect or trust God's Word. Secondly, and lastly, when I meditate on God's Word, what does it show? I'm sure it shows God a lot of things, but specifically that I respect His Word. And secondly, that I love God's Word. Look at verse 48. It also uses the word delight in verse 47. Notice that. It says, verse 47, I'll delight myself in thy commandments. Notice what it says next. Which I have loved. And it says, my hands also will I lift up unto the commandments. There he is, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes. Do you know when we meditate in God's Word and on God's Word, it not only shows that we respect God's Word and really, in essence, respect Him and trust Him, but it also shows that I love God's Word. You know, really, it would be a pretty good prayer for us to pray, Lord, help me to love your word more. Because the more you love the word, the more I believe you'll love God. So what does it show? I don't know about you, but when God, the everlasting God of the universe, when he looks at me in my life, and he looks at the way I fill my time, when I spend time reading and meditating on the Word of God, I hope that it shows him that I love his Word. I hope that it shows him, and it does, that I love him, and I want to get to know him better. When I meditate on God's Word, it shows that I respect the Word and that I love God's Word. Part of the problem is the reason we don't meditate on it, because we don't respect it and trust it. One reason we don't meditate on it as much as we should, because we don't love the Word of God like we should. Can I tell you, and I think every one of us would say, you know what, preacher? You've hit the nail right on the head. I definitely could meditate on the Word of God more. Somebody say, you know what, preacher, you hit the nail right on the head. I need to read God's Word more. Probably about every one of us would say that, right? But don't let that be an excuse. You know, like, yeah, well, we're all like that. We're all in the same boat. I've been that way for years. It's never too late. It's never too late to get more in the Word of God. It's never too late to meditate on the Word of God. I would almost recommend this, that you are doing a reading plan. It may be a chapter a day. It may be several chapters a day. It may be to get through it in a year or 6 months. Do that, absolutely. Read it in chunks sometimes. It's just like God poured in the Word of God. But don't forget to stop every once in a while. I think every day we need to vote before God. When you're reading His Word, and say, you know what? I'm going to look at these verses. These verses seem to speak to my heart. Now, what is that saying? Huh. Look at that. Oh, that's an encouragement. Oh, okay, well, that really is challenging because I can do better in that area. And when you pause to meditate on the Word of God, God will speak to your heart. God will change you into the image of His Son Jesus more and more. God will help you through your day more and more whenever I meditate on the Word of God. Don't let the Word take, the world that is, take our Word and redefine it and make it something bad. The Bible is something that you and I should meditate on, I believe, every single day. And it's like, oh, that's a real bummer. It'll take my time. I imagine the more time you spend meditating on the Word of God, God will bless your other time more, make it more productive. And it's not like, oh, drudgery, drudgery, drudgery. I really think that God will bless your socks off if you spend time meditating on the Word of God. I'm still hungry. But like chewing beef jerky. Good stuff. Chew on the Word of God. Meditate on the Word of God. Would you do that? Would you bow your head and close your eyes for just a moment? Let me ask you a question. Has God spoken to your heart tonight about not only reading the Word of God perhaps more, but meditating, pausing, chewing on, mulling it over, savoring it like a good piece of beef jerky? Has God spoken to your heart tonight about that and says, you know what, you probably should do that more? I'm not going to ask any response other than if you'd raise your hand up. Would you say, that's me? God spoke to my heart that I need to meditate on the Word of God more. Would you raise your hand up real high? God bless you. Thank you for your hands. Anyone else? God spoke to your heart tonight about meditating. Amen. Thank you for those hands. Anyone else? Say, you know what? God spoke to my heart tonight about meditating on the Word of God more. Pause and chewing it over. All right. In the silence of the moment, thank you for your honesty and raising your hands. Would you, in the silence of the moment from your heart, would you pray out to God right now? Maybe, you know, you need to start by saying, Lord, forgive me when I've not meditated on the Word of God, read it and meditated on it like I should, but Lord, help me, help me. Help me to, if you mean it from your heart, say, Lord, help me to spend time in your Word more, to read it and to meditate on it more, to ponder it more. Would you ask him that in the silence of the moment? precious gift it is, the Bible, your love letter to us. Lord, help us to love it more. Help us to respect it more and to trust it more. And Lord, help us to meditate on the Word of God more. Lord, just help us to make it a priority. And Lord, I know that you'll bless us for it. You'll encourage us. You'll strengthen us for our efforts. And we pray, Lord, we know that we can't do it on our own. So we pray for your help, Lord. Encourage us with your Holy Spirit. Remind us with your Holy Spirit. And Lord, help us to resolve that we're going to spend more time reading and meditating on this amazing book, this amazing gift called the Word of God. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, as a reminder, I got everybody a little piece of beef jerky back there in a little Ziploc bag. You know, sometimes preachers give you something and say, stick it in your Bible as a reminder when you open your Bible, or put it on your refrigerator as a reminder. No, I want you to take it. Don't wait too long. It'll get moldy. But you take it and eat that piece of beef jerky and just remember what we talked about tonight in the sermon about meditating, mulling it over, just like eating a good piece of beef jerky. It takes a little bit of time, taking time and meditating on the Word of God. Would you do that? It's in a little basket back here as you get ready to leave. All right, if you do